T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the
Hi everyone, Rob Lowe here, the leader and founder of Success Superpowers, the creator of The Mindset That Never Quit. And I also wanted to add, I guess at the top of this, while I've got a bit of time to fill in, that this will be the last of the shows, the Inside Your Superhero, for this year. We're taking a break from doing our radio shows, so we put together 5 episodes and hope you have all thoroughly enjoyed them. And I won't say that I've saved the best for last, but I can definitely, I hope everyone's had a fantastic day out there and wherever you are. I think if we go live into America, it's start of my Thursday, end of your Wednesday. Time zones still fascinate me in this world. So I hope you've had a great day, and I think it's spring / summer for you guys. I'd be confused with the seasons, and it'd probably be nice to have a bit of warmer weather in places. Okay, just waiting for my guests to do a software install so they can come into the studio. Just going to check. Still experiencing some technical difficulties there, and so I thought I would share with you what we've been doing in the space of leadership this year, and a process that's really given a lot of people that we've worked with their own ability to, I guess, source, discover, and very much power up their inner superhero, which is really what we, you know, we want to do for people in the world with Success Superpowers. Is we strongly believe, and in actual fact, I would say we know that with inside everybody, it's pretty much the same makeup. We just show up a little bit differently based on our experience and our bias and what we've been influenced and impacted with in our world. But when you break it down, we all have a brain, and if you like a little bit of sciencey stuff. In fact, the science now says we have 3 brains, and the other 2 brains, funnily enough, they fit with the cliches that we use in life, because sometimes we'll say we make decisions with the heart, and other times we'll go, well, I went with my gut on that one, my intuition. And the science actually shows that there's a whole lot of neurons around the heart and the stomach, giving an indication that there might actually be some level of brain activity, funnily enough. So in that sense, you know, we've all got this ability to draw on whatever it is we find most purposeful in our life. So we've got brain, we've got information. So think about that, everyone, in the future. If you want to look it up, just look up 3 brains and see what you find out. Anyhow, our guest is ready and waiting, and I'm going to bring Penn on. So a stirring virtual round of applause for Penn, who has overcome the biggest adversity in her day-to-day. Logins and finding emails. Welcome, Penn. Great to have you on the show. Now I don't have any comms. Call them dropped. Okay, well, I'll go back to telling you about the 3 brains. And every time with everyone, there is a superhero inside you. So we run a process called Love Your Leader. And Love Your Leader is all about getting to know how to, in my opinion, do the best thing that you can possibly do in your life, and that is give yourself self-leadership. So learn how to lead yourself through your life. And it's a mixture of skills and knowledge and aptitude, capability, all those things. And it's something that I don't see that we teach our generation anymore. I don't think we teach people or coach people or foster the development of people to really understand how they can actually take leadership of their own life. I feel too much we have wandered into the path of entitlement. And as a result of that, we've become lazy thinkers. And as a result of being lazy thinkers, we don't actually think that we can lead ourselves. We always look to the external for leadership. You know, we hear so often and we look at so often of what the messages are in our world, and the messages are always looking up for inspiration, looking out for inspiration and motivation from others that have been there and done that. When what we teach at Success Superpower Love Live program is that you have everything you need. You don't need to look out. In fact, if you are looking out for inspiration and motivation, you're doing yourself a great disservice, because that's not a sustainable way to grow as a person. You need to grow as yourself. And the more you look at others and, you know, and seek inspiration from somebody else in your life or some person in your life that you don't even know, the less you're actually working on building that inspiration within yourself, building that muscle of being able to inspire yourself every day when you wake up. That is really the, you know, I haven't really spoken too much about what I would call the number one success superpower, but for me, that's it. And that's what we teach people, is self-leadership. You've got to be able to do it yourself. You've got to be able to be motivated by yourself. You've got to be able to take that selfie picture on your smartphone, and you've got to be able to look at that picture. You've got to be able to love it and know that that is the picture that motivates you, right? And you might do a short, you know, statement about your intention in life, what you want to do, your desires and your passions. That is the talk you should listen to every morning, not listening to some other motivational 3 to 4 minute spiel that comes up on YouTube. They're all wonderful and nice once you actually have got yourself squared away with your own self-leadership, self-inspiration and self-motivation. You can look to those to empower what you've built as your strength and muscle. But don't look to them as the thing to ignite it, because you will ultimately find a day where you just, that doesn't actually, I guess, get a good grip on you and thrust you forward. You're the only person that can do that. And the other thing I think that, you know, is going to show you that is every morning, if you want to go look in the mirror. And when I have this conversation with, you know, groups of people, that we ask people, you know, when was the last time you looked in the mirror? Not just to brush your hair, do your makeup, brush your teeth, or check if you got a pimple on your face, or does my beard look good, or how's my mustache going? Not that. When did you actually look into the eyes of the person that's in the mirror, that is you? And when did you look there? And when did you feel content and deeply satisfied that you are actually showing up the way that you want to show up in the world? That you are actually leading yourself, that you're motivating and inspiring yourself. When was the last time that you did that? And if you haven't done it, if you've never done it, then it begins there. Because there's no better person than your reflection to actually get you to be honest about the world. Now, think about that. There's no better person than your reflection. If you can't talk to yourself, if you can't look yourself in the eye in the mirror, or, you know, on your smartphone when you're doing a video, if you can't talk to yourself honestly and genuinely, then you're not showing up in the world the way you should be. And that's your first tell right there, is that it's time to shift. And even I laugh at this, because people say to me, oh, well, no, I'm happy with where I'm at, and I can do that, Rob. And I've said, well, you know, I'll call you out, because unless you can honestly, you know, with a lot of heart, and I'm a good detector of whether you got heart or whether you got bullshit. If you're not doing it with heart, if I'm not feeling that energy, then I'll keep pushing and I'll keep calling you out, because I have to hold space for people in this world. That's my purpose, right? I'm not going to let you get away with easy. If you come to me as a client, or if you attend one of my workshops, you're not going to get away with easy. You're going to get away. You're going to be there, and you're going to get questioned hard. You're going to be made to answer the things that you've been avoiding, because that's where the growth lies. The process I build for myself, I'm certainly there's no model of perfection in this world. I have days where things just don't go to plan. They just don't work out the way I want to. And the great thing I know is that everything that I've built in me, that is a mindset, and the rituals I've put around it, the messaging that I have, the language that I use, the desire that I have, the family that I've built, the support community that I have, all of those things I know will quickly put me on the right track. And it's about lots of things in that. It's about recognizing what will take you off track, and being able to see it quicker than what you used to, so that when it appears in your life, you can take action and remedy it, rectify it, control it, whatever you like. I mean, you've got to accept, and I use this word accept for those of you who haven't checked out my profile, really checked me out online. I spent a lot of years in workplace health and safety, and I still do, and One of the things I spoke about to, and I speak about now at conferences, is that you have to accept that people are going to make mistakes, and you have to accept that about yourself as well. If you're striving for perfection in something, particularly if you're trying to perfect the way you show up in the world, perfect the way that you show up in your business or to people in the workplace, I hate to tell you this, but people know that you're trying to perfect it. And people can tell that it's actually not really you. They can tell that it's a bit surface and a bit fake almost. They know that you're trying too hard. Right? And people don't want to see perfection because they can't duplicate your perfection. You know, if people want to follow in your footsteps and do the work that you do, right, they like you so much, they're so attracted to you that they want to do the same thing that you do. They want to have the same impact that you're having on the world, but they want to do it their way. If you're putting up something that's so perfect, there's so much precision about it, then they're not going to be able to do it. And they're not going to continue to follow you because things get too hard. So the rough edge, the raw, the real person, when you show up in the world, is the one that people want to follow. So perfection, wow. I'd love to know who introduced that word perfect into the world, because I think it's really got us twisted up in a lot of our expectations around life, that people seek, even seek a perfect life. I mean, what is a perfect life? It's different to all of us. But that's what people seek. They seek a perfect life, and, you know, based on, based on, I think, what we said about as, expectations in our world. So I've just been notified. Sorry, I'll just a little segue there. Just been notified by my guest that nothing on their computer is working in relation to our online studio. Never happened before, but hey, we can't have a perfect world, can we? Where everything works perfectly all the time, because I've just been talking about perfection. So we will do a separate recording, get this interview up with Penn, and I'll make sure that happens this morning. So if you are on that path of perfection, I think the first question you probably want to ask yourself is why. And I mean, in coaching, we actually coach people not to use the word why, but I think it's got to be purposeful when you're looking for not the answer, but you're looking for, well, why is this a part of my life? Why am I focusing on perfection? Or not even focusing on perfection. Why do I even think about perfection? And why do I have this expectation that I can arrive there? And sometimes I think, you know, mostly you're going to have to ask yourself the why question probably 3 times, maximum 5. And what I mean by that, this is an investigation technique where actually I was taught many years ago, because that's part of my background, is that, you know, I was taught by some pretty smart dudes in investigation that you got to keep asking why until the last why just sounds like such a ridiculous question that it can't be answered. And I'll tell you, this works for working out why, here we go again, why you actually behave the way you do, or why you show up the way you do. There's always something back in your life, a series of events, and I like to call it the root cause of your behaviors, that has set you up to behave that way. And some of it is within your control, and some of it has been hard programming. And what I mean by that, it's conditioning that you've received from the environment that you live in, from the people that are around you, from the parents that went before you, from the generations that went before them and the generation that went before them. It goes way back, some of the stuff. And what we do find in society as well is we see that certain traits around perfection show up in certain jobs, and people show up from an energy source that's more precise and compliant and detail related and very methodical. And if you actually, I challenge you to do this, if you're one of these people, go back and have a look through your family history about what people have done. Look back through your own history first, obviously, and see where the influence and conditioning has come from. And it might have even been something, you know, I've had some clients where it's been like a 2-3 minute event that happened when they were 7 years old that has just set this piece of programming in their mind that that's who they are and that's how they need to show up. And for all of this time, they've been living with that bit of programming, accepting that that's what they should be doing, but it was really not who they naturally were. And those are amazing breakthroughs that people have. And I mean, that's kind of, I had a little bit of one, you know, one of my own in 2012, very similar to that, you know. I was always showing up for the expectation of others. I wasn't actually showing up for myself. And I actually, when I looked back into my childhood, I saw the few events that definitely contributed to that. And it just helped me understand so much more about my own ability to lead myself. So just back on that perfection thing, if you're seeing perfection as part of your life, I'm not here to tell you whether it's wrong or right, because that's not my role. I just want you to ask questions, because that's what you should be doing. Asking better questions of yourself. If you really want to have great leadership of yourself in the life, you've got to get used to asking questions, but not only asking them, you've got to answer them, all right, with the best of your ability. Or if you are having a stuck moment to answer them, then find someone who's a coach or who's got some skills in that accounts world, or just someone you know who loves to listen and has always been the person to hold you account with another question. You just might want to have that conversation. But you've got to, if you're going to be brave enough, and it takes bravery, and courage to ask these questions. For me, the experience I've had is the majority of the people in this world are not asking those questions. All right, so it does take some bravery and some courage. But once you do it once, like anything, it's a muscle. If you, a saying we have, if you do the sets and reps in mindset fitness, right, if you build that muscle to ask questions and answer them, then you're certainly going to be a better place for yourself, leadership, you know, for leading yourself. And here's the really cool thing that I've seen, in myself as an example, and definitely with all the people that I've worked with over the last 3 to 5 years, you know, which is hundreds of people, that once we do the work around how you lead yourself, you just automatically show up to this world in such a cool way that people want you to be their leader. People are attracted to you, and here's why. This is a bit of a colloquial Aussie slang, but you've got your shit together, and they can see that. They can tell that you are walking around this world, right, with a great deal of awareness about yourself, right, and with a great deal of purpose to serve others in the way that you have the skill to. People see that. If you want that, if you want to be seen that way, and I can tell you, I don't know a person that I've met that doesn't, because we all really, at the very core of what we want to do, we want to contribute to humanity. We want to help other people. Yes, there's a 0.5 to 1% of our population that are a little bit crazy, right? But even in their own, you know, if you probably sat down with some of them, in their own way, they're doing for people, right? It's crazy, I know, to say that, but they probably are. You've got to think about where their mindset gets to and how it gets there and the conditioning that they've received, right? We are very quick to judge those, right? We're very quick to judge people in this world, and our first thought should not be a judgment, it should be a question. How did that person get there? What's happening in their life? Right. And if you're a person with help, then you question, well, how can I help them? You know, what can I do? What can you do? Because that's why we're here. We're here to contribute. So let's just, give a quick sum up. When you live with that expectation of perfection, you're never going to arrive, because you're going to constantly be in a state of self-assessment that really doesn't add value to you. You're possibly going to be seeking something that's also not yours to seek, because you're basing your perfection on the criteria of others, right, the way other people are living their life. So get good with yourself. Start with your selfies, right, that generation. Take your selfie. And then really have a good look at that selfie. It's not about, do you like what you see, but do you feel that is the person that you want to be seen as? And for the generations not into the selfies, let's take a look in the mirror. Your reflection is your best coach. Your reflection is your best motivator, your best inspirer, because as I said, at the kind of the top of this conversation, not such words, but in the words of, you are your own inspiration. You have everything you need. And when you can actually be honest with yourself that you do have everything, when you can really live that, then that's when you'll really live and grow. If you keep giving that away to everybody else, asking them, seeking from them to give you that inspiration and motivation, then you're only going to arrive at what I would call very respectfully the mediocre version of you. Right? Because you never give yourself the full chance to grow. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that little bit of dialogue. I'm hugely apologetic for the technical difficulties, but as I said, when you chase, when you're doing these kinds of things, if your expectation is that everything will go perfectly to plan, you'll kind of be disappointed. I'm certainly not disappointed, because obviously within me this morning, I had a message to share. And so that's what I've shared with you. And look, if anyone ever wants to get in touch with me, you can find me on Facebook. Please search Rob, that's R-O-B, space B for Bob, space Low, L-O-W-E. Yes, just like the actor, but if you search Rob, space B, space Low, you will just find me, not all Rob Low, the actor stuff. And look, if you, and just direct message me through there, send me a message, add me as a friend. Just say, Rob, heard you on Coach on Fire, would love to connect with you, and I'm happy to do that. You can also find me on LinkedIn, same thing, Rob B. Lowe on LinkedIn. You'll find me there. Again, just message me, connect with me, happy to have a chat. I will extend my time to any of you that are willing to invest time in yourself. I'm always up for a conversation, because within 15 minutes, there could be something that I say to you that definitely shifts the path of your life. That happens frequently. I have become very well known amongst my group for perspective and insight and in helping people shift out of the shit that they're in. So I'm here to give that to you guys. If you want to check out what we do, www.successsuperpowers.com. That's us. Have a look at our website. We do leadership work. That is us. That's what we love to do, perspective, insight. And a quick plug for in August, we're running our Grow on Snow Tour, which is a 7-day snowboarding skiing experience in Queenstown, New Zealand, chock full of self-development. We'll be doing personal growth sessions every day. You'll be getting individual sessions with me. And I'm also a snowboard instructor. So any of those who want to learn snowboarding, I can certainly teach you on the mountain. And anyone who's good at snowboarding and skiing, I will take you all over the mountains, because I've been all over pretty much every mountain in South Island. Been going there for over a decade. So you have a good guide, and I know all the cool things to do around Queenstown as well. And we'll jump into a few of those too for the people that really want to stretch the way they show up in the world. There's no better place really to face some of the common fears we have in the world than in Queenstown, New Zealand. It has everything that will put your mindset to the test. Thank you all for listening. As I said at the top of the show, this is my last show for the year. We're just having a bit of a break, and we'll look at doing these again in 2018. But I've given you all the ways to contact and follow me. I am a person who regularly does Facebook Lives about mindset, leadership, insight, the world, perspective, all those sort of things. So follow me on Facebook. Just add me, and you can keep hearing these conversations. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye. Great health, great mindset, and I hope you deliver on the purpose that is your life. Bye for now. Be present in life.
Coach on Fire Radio. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want.